Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday, and it is August 30th, 2023. This is Angel Answers by the Sacred Embers Group here on Facebook. And this is Blog Talk Radio that we're working with here, live on air. And we are a bunch of psychic healer mediums that are going to be with you tonight, and we just thank you for being with us tonight, and we welcome you. And I'm just going to say hello to the angels. Hi, angels. How are you?
Hi.
Doing good. Hello.
Happy Wednesday.
All right. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you. So that was Mary Hernandez and Peg Jones, and my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your co-hosts tonight. And we're waiting for Liz's sister to come on. DC Love will not be on tonight, or Catherine Peoples, and that's okay. So we still have a full lineup of us going to be sharing with you and answering your questions. So we are from the Facebook group called Sacred Embers, and there's a whole bunch of us in there. And you're welcome to come in and visit or join. And we are, like I said, healers, psychics, and we do a ton of different types of modalities. They actually do just so many things. So please come in and check us out. There's a whole list of people on there with their bios, and they you can buy a reading from them. So it's very interesting, and it's a beautiful group. We just have a lot of people in there now. So also, we have shows, also more radio shows other than Angel Answers. And the first one that shows up on Sunday is called Enter the Light, and that's headed by Lynn Bleasdell, and her co-hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth Diana Frio, Linda Irwin, and Hawk, and they have a beautiful show. It's something I don't miss. I love to hear it every week. They're all very, very talented light workers. The next show is on Monday, and that's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and that's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love. That's a very, very beautiful show. Also, it's a healing show. They talk about different healing modalities and different experiences that they have healing people, and they are doing healings out in the world. All of us are in our own way, and these ladies are doing it also in different ways, and so it's really interesting to hear about what they do. I really recommend the show. It's just a beautiful show. Then the last show is called The Lighthouse. That's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. They come on at different times, and so they let us know when they will be on. They're another group of amazing light workers. They're very talented, and their show is amazing. So, I mean, all these shows are just here to serve the public and to serve you. You know, it's free, and we enjoy it. It's just a little bit out of our week that we do this, you know, that we take time and so that's what we do. And then through the week, all these people are giving readings, they're doing healings, they're giving workshops, they're taking workshops, they're taking class, they're giving class. So they're writing poetry, they're doing predictions, they're doing channeling. I mean, this, the list goes on. So it's just it's quite an amazing group. And I recommend you coming to check us out. So we're going to go around the round table here, and everybody's going to give their bio. I'm going to give DC's bio right now since she's not here. DC Love is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels. Her in Spirit Dog Ginger and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. So I recommend it. And I just want to say a little bit about DC. She's given me a reading just recently. I do have health problems, and she gave me this amazing reading, and I'm going to write something about it and put it in the room.
And she just really touched upon some very prominent parts of my being, and she went in deep, and it was amazing how she was able to do that. She's just very, very talented.
All of these people are talented. They all are. But I'm just saying DC Love really does have a magical touch and a God-given touch. So anyway, DC, if you're out there listening, I just want to say how much I appreciate you so much, and we all do.
So anyway, my name is Jandrake Bakke, and I'm a psychic medium. I do animal totems. They come through, and immediately they come through my mind's eyes, and they just do somehow. And they are guides. They guide us. They do all kinds of things. They've helped me with missing persons. I've had an eagle come to me one time. I never asked the eagle to come. The eagle just showed up one time in my mind's eyes and literally took me. I kind of like went on this eagle and went through the air, and I was like hooked onto it. And it was kind of an astral traveling experience. And I've never in my life ever experienced anything like it. It was real. I was wide awake. And we found the missing person. Boom. So I don't question the animals. They're powerful, and they are real, and I'm a witness to attest to it. So anyway, most of us do see the animal totems who are doing this work. And so anyway, that's one of the things I do. I love to write poetry, and they're on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm trying to collaborate with professional singers. That's what I want to do. That's a dream. And so I'm working on that, and then I do predictions, and the predictions are on my website, www.wefindourway.com. I'm working on those. I love doing them every year, so that's a fun thing to do. But I also give readings, but I haven't been doing a lot lately because I've had health problems. I do them when I can, and I enjoy them so much. It's such a pleasure to be able to give messages to people and to help them in any way I can. So anyway, that's my story. I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Peg Jones, the beautiful and lovely and very talented Peg Jones. Hi, Peg.
And hi, Mary.
Hi.
Yeah, it's today. It's almost the last day of August. It's pretty amazing. Because I feel like this year just kind of flew big time. But I'm Peg, and I'm an angelic life coach, also certified as an angel card reader through the same program. And I'm an author, and I'm an energy healer. I do light language. I like to write poetry, and I also, in the past and hopefully in the future, I have taught classes for angel connection and also different ways of writing, whether it's inspirational writing or just creative writing. Let's see, what else? Oh, yes, I've completed classes and courses for my sound healing, so I'm in the process of getting certified for that. And so that will be another modality, but in so many ways it will connect everything that that I've been doing. In a really high vibrational, high frequency place. So that's really about it. And are we going to share now or?
Yeah, go ahead, Peg.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So let's see. So I'm going to get my book and share today's message from my book. It's Living in a Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers, throughout the year. And today's message for August 30th is reach deep into your heart to connect with your soul. When you can look to that place of comfort and peace, then you will know that God is near and that your angels are around you always. Knowing that God is near, you can feel the pulse of his love and goodness. We are in such confusing places at times, yet we can feel the love of our angels and of God. Do not be afraid to go to that place where no harm can come to you. And then size. And this one is, do you feel the love of God and your angels today? Meditate and feel their love for you. Think about it and journal about it. So I thought I would share a little bit of light language. And light language can be an ancient language. It can be a galactic language. It can be angelic. It could be Native American, Lemurian, Atlantean. And you may not understand the words, but you'll feel the energy or the frequency of the light language. So, and it's something that I can either sing, I can dance to, I can speak. So I'll probably do both tonight. I'm not sure. Just see what happens. Me eneke ka I babalek I kuni I manike koi ala banake kui kanamaniki kanamanaku I kanamanike anamaniki koi I manaka I ala banako I namani I aneki I manaki Hoi I babalaka I kana manako. He lebi mo I kana meni ki kale. O I na mana kana ki kana manako I kala. I o kole ki o le te. Kole ki o le 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 ki. Kole ki le ki lo. Be ikane I anamana ko I kana manike. Ho I bide ki kele, mo I na maniki. Ho I na manike kele, mo I kale bi kana manako I kale bi. Ho I kana manako ele bine maniki. So what I'm feeling is that they're saying that your angels are with you if you call on them, and they can help guide you in any way that you ask for guidance. And I also feel you can also, I'm hearing the Ascended Masters, you know, and we all have our favorite Ascended Masters. So those are the masters that you can really, you know, go to. And as time goes on, you'll you'll have your favorite ascended masters that you can go to too. So that's really about it. And thank you for letting me share.
Well, it was just beautiful too. Really. Gosh.
Thank you.
It was. Thank you. Thank you. Liz is
Hello,
on.
Ladies. I finally made it on.
Yay!
Hi, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Welcome.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like Mercury and I are not going to be friends this time around.
Uh-oh.
Weeks in a row. It's technical difficulties.
So, well, I'm glad to finally be here. I was excited to be on this evening. So I'll introduce myself. I am Liz Pfister. I am an intuitive and an empath. I'm a tarot card reader, a Reiki practitioner, an ordained minister, a meditation coach, a spiritual counselor, a card deck creator. I'm like, among many other things, I'm sure. And oh, this year I got my certification in sound healing as well. So I am a sound healing practitioner. And I own a holistic center in upstate New York called River Maven. And every Tuesday night on our Facebook page, which is at River Maven 77, you can watch an hour-long live stream of Crystal Singing Bowl meditation that I do each week. I started doing them in March 2020, and there's pretty much every week since then there has been one, and they're all up there, replays and everything. So if you ever need a little time for yourself, that's a great way to get it. And so I brought a bowl this evening. I talked about it a few weeks back, and then I was off for a few weeks, and then last week I forgot it. So I recently got an eighth bowl out of the seven. I have seven bowls that correspond with the chakras that I've used this whole time, and I recently added an eighth bowl, which is called the Flower of Life bowl. And it is the higher octave C from what I have in the chakra set. And it is 528 hertz. It is the miracle tone. It's believed to repair DNA. In ancient times, priests used 528 hertz to impart blessings and miracles. It's believed to assist in manifestation. So I know we have this super blue moon this evening. That is supposed to do that very thing as well, to clear our karma and to help us fast track anything that we put out there, any intentions we put out there. So this will be a great addition to that for all you full moonies, or even if you're not. I think it'll help you either way, even if you don't know it. So let's start by taking a deep breath into our nose, going all the way up, and then letting it out through your mouth nice and slow. And then take another deep breath in through your nose, breathing in as long as you can, and then letting it out nice and slow through your mouth so you've got nothing left in you. And then one more time, a deep breath in through your nose. And this time on your exhale, just let a big sigh out of all the tension and anything you have going on for the day. And then focus on the sound. Back where I was before I got on the show.
Oh, wow.
That was beautiful. I didn't want to come back, Liz.
I know. Well, that's where I was.
I never do.
I attempted to call in and get on the show tonight, and then I was sprung out of that with all the nonsense that was happening.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I could bring myself back and all of you with me to a nice place. I also wanted to share a passage from a book that I've been using. It's by Morgan Migliarisi. It's 365 Days of the Divine Feminine Wisdom, Daily Guidance for the Goddess Within. And I thought today's passage was really relevant with the moon as well. So it says, just because it hurts to say goodbye doesn't mean a relationship is meant to stay in your life. At some point, you must do what is best for you and the course your life is taking. If a friendship or a romantic partnership is having a negative impact on you and your goals, despite you putting in the work to heal the relationship, it's best to walk away, no matter how much love was shared between you. In these times, know it is okay to grieve. You are allowed to cry for what is gone and honor the end of an era. Let yourself feel all that you are feeling with the knowing that the sun will rise again and you will be blessed with many new relationships that will undeniably support your evolution. So I just thought that was very poignant with today's energy and thought everyone needed to hear it as well.
Thank you. I love that.
You're welcome. So, all right. That's it for me.
Mary?
Do you have poems, Jan? Or is Mary? Oh, Mary.
I do. Oh. I do, but
oh.
I thought Mary
oh, okay.
might be.
I'm back. I thought you guys heard me. I guess I was unmuted. I was muted.
Oh.
I was talking. Oh, my gosh. It must be Mercury.
Oh, you were? Oh, gosh.
Okay. So I guess I was talking to the
oh.
angels here present with me. So I said that part really, that reading was really fitting for the time, right? Because sometimes we want to hold on to something that does not benefit us, right? And it could be vice versa. You know, someone wants to hold on to us, but we know that it's time to let go and, you know, sever ties and everything. So that's something really important. And just in case I see a lot of new callers, I just want to introduce myself. I'm Mary Hernandez, and I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, a tarot, an oracle card reader, and also a trans channeler and healer. I also do numerology readings, and the greatest benefit of a numerology reading is the gift of insight. It provides you with a roadmap for your life so you have an idea of where you're going and what to expect along the way. It uncovers your potential and shows you what you have the ability to achieve. It also helps with planning your future. I use mine monthly. I look at what it is that I need to focus on. I wish I had done this years ago, you know, for myself, that I knew exactly what to expect every month. And I provide you with a year's forecast, so it doesn't matter if it's August now, you'll receive one from, you know, from August to August of next year, so you actually get a two-year plan for the price of one. And I also, it's very detailed. It gives you your karmic lessons and depths. And I've done it for numerous people, and numerous people have confirmed like what they've been through in their life, because it actually gives you the years in which you're going through these specific karmic lessons and when you're going to get out of it. So it's really amazing. And then I'm also a candle creator, and one of the healing candles, which I lit tonight, is a Mother Mary candle. It's infused with love, blessings, and healing, and it's scented with rose oil. And it's all my candles are made with soy wax, and it's 100% soy wax, not mixed. And it comes with a beautiful wick, oak lid, and a wooden wick. And it's amazing. It smells like divine, seriously, like Mother Mary's in the room. And I know when Mother Mary's in the room, because it's happened to me so many times where she comes in and I smell her scent of roses. And another thing I do is I also do Reiki-infused healing candles for the seven chakras. And besides my healing candles, I do any occasion, gift baskets, single candles for purchases. I also have origami pyramids, necklaces, crystal keychains, and necklaces. I mean, I just have an array of stuff. And it's mostly on my Instagram account. I haven't updated my website as far as, you know, the pyramids and everything that I carry, because they go so fast. And I also have sun catchers as well. I think I've posted a couple of sun catchers. I've got some new ones that are like sacred geometry types, which I need to take pictures of and post them, because I know those are definitely going to go fast. And then to book a reading with me or posting on any candles, you can visit my website at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And my my business is THEE, angelwithin.com. And then I just wanted to talk about the energies, right? Because we know what we, it's a super blue moon tonight, and it's and I was listening to Braca. She's an astrologer, and she said this is a time of healing, and this is her words verbatim. This is a time of healing, and that's healing through prayer and healing through kindness. There's very strong healing vibrations going on at this time right now, and I feel it. If you want healing for yourself or for others, the power of coming together in prayer or going to sacred sites will even make it even stronger. So the power of healing is now in this blue moon. Mercury retrograde is about refining the mind, teaching, learning, and the Piscean, Pisces, is about developing higher consciousness and going beyond the physical, right? Going into the astral realms, going into the spirit world, right? Connecting to our past on loved ones and the our guides. So you're looking for a balance because of this full moon. That's really what the super blue moon is all about. It's about healing. There's so much karma. So I'm so excited that I actually went to Igor Galibov's retreat. So I know you guys knew that I was going on that retreat, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about it because it was just phenomenal. I mean, I highly recommend going to his retreats. I mean, I am a staple at his Tuesday night meditation that he holds every Tuesday night. And just in case you guys don't know, his name is Igor Galibov, and it's IGORGALIBOV. So basically what we did, it was a transformational retreat. So there was a lot of meditation, a lot of breath work. I mean, amazing. We had 12 chakra and DNA activations. We had calibrations of our nervous system, our energy body alignment and activations. We had light codes and activations of those light codes. We also had a higher self attunement. So since I've been back, I'm able to like get answers quickly and trust what I'm getting and not second guess what I'm getting because it's coming from my higher self. And we also transmuted karmic and akashic records, you know, basically anything that needed to fall away. We transmuted that into love and light. We did lots and lots of breath work, and it's so amazing. He taught us how to, you know, if we're feeling something, he taught us about the anatomy of the body. Like when you have certain aches, you can massage the area, and you should wake up your area, when you wake up, you know, besides us, you know, we're always saying, thank you, Jesus, just start your breath work. You know, we started with fire breath, you know, bringing fire into your body. And then there's another stretching and, you know, you're jumping up down, you're making noise. It was just, I can't explain how magical it was from my road trip there to everything that occurred. Because I'll take the whole show basically, but it's something for people to experience. I mean, it was just phenomenal. A lot of the things that were happening to me, so on my way there, as I was driving to the retreat, there was feathers falling from the sky in front of me as I drove.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm seeing things. It was all white feathers, and I'm like, I'm seeing things. And I'm like, white feathers just coming down at me. And I'm like, okay, it's going to stop. Maybe there was a bird or something, you know. And all of a sudden, it kept going for like miles and miles, and like for a whole hour. And during the retreat, we had a couple of spaceships. So it was beautiful. We were calling them in. So that was another magical experience because I've seen them here in Ohio, but it was just so magical to be in a group that we all wanted them to come in. You know, no one is fearing our galactic family, our star families, to come down and be with us. So that was magical because he was spotting them, you know, and pointing them out. And it was a different, it doesn't look like an airplane. They like playing with us, a spaceship. You know, they'll just do like circles so we know it's them. It's not an airplane. And they basically have, it's just white light that you see, you know, moving through. I caught a couple on my pictures, so I'm going to post them. I saw a lot of monarch butterflies, white, yellow, a grasshopper landed on me during the fire dance, a dragon dance circle that we had. So we sat in a circle. He did a fire. He had someone come in and did that dance, which I posted on Instagram. You guys all have to check it out. It was just phenomenal. And that was a surprise. We had no idea. She was amazing. And yeah, that was beautiful. And then we also had a sound healing, which I had no idea we were going to do. So those two were like extra treats that we didn't know. And then every day we had vegetarian meals, which, you know, it was great that I actually have become more vegetarian in the past like month or so, or like really 3 months. I think I had meat maybe once. Went to Taco Tuesday one day and I cheated like a few weeks back with the team at the gym. But other than that, I mean, I've been trying to stay away from meat as much as possible and just eating my veggies. But yeah, that was the message. That was the message that I wanted to let you guys know that it was so beautiful. I mean, I highly recommend any of his retreats. I mean, and if you can make his retreat, at least make his Tuesday meditation that we have on Zoom. And Jan and Peg have been on that, and they absolutely love it as well. But he's going to be gone for September 19th, actually, because he's traveling out of the country. So, you know, we're not going to have it for a while. But it's okay because I am taking, I'm just so busy right now. I am taking a course by Shivananda, and he is the avatar of love. And if you look at his profile, he looks like Jesus. And when you are in his presence, I'm sorry, I'm jumping around, but when you're in his presence, whether it's Zoom or wherever you are with him, you feel that love. It's just pure divine love. And I just wanted to share that because, I mean, I'm taking the course as a month course, and it's and I'll post it and share it out as well because I think it's something, it's a beautiful course. I'm trying to get the specifics about it. And I highly recommend it. You know, it's called The Light of Knowledge. And it's, you know, he's going to cleanse and reactivate your point of energy chakra. So a little bit, you know, similar to what I just did with Igor, but this is a 4-week course that is actually going to integrate everything I did with Igor and even expand me further. He's going to awaken and empower our Kundalini and unify our divine Shiva and Shakti energy and move. And he's going to move us multidimensionally. You know, we're going to be able to do that. So, I mean, it's not the Light of Knowledge online course that I've been bothering him to do it online because he's in the ashram and he's got an ashram in Italy. I mean, I wish I could go there. I mean, I'm going to manifest it hopefully next summer and go see him and his wife in Italy. It's just so amazing. It's just magical. I mean, when you're ready, how much the doors open for you, you know, it's just when you're ready, the teacher appears, right? Because I've had Igor, and then now for the past year, I've had Shivananda, and now he's offering more online, and most of it is free. I mean, you know, it's just this course because it's a lot of energy that he's putting on into it. But anyway, I just wanted to say that, and that was it. Let's see. There was a message
yesterday. That's a lot, Mary. Thank you.
I know. There mm-hmm. was a message yesterday that I was getting, and they want me – I kind of jumbled it on my notes in my phone, and, you know, it was saying, like, sometimes our minds get all jumbled up with how things should go, and to remember to allow the universe to bring to you what is in your divine alignment. Let go of the reins and trust God. Notice how your body responds to certain situations or certain people. Listen to your intuition. Even though, you know, you're thinking it's something else, just listen to you, to your higher self telling you, you know, what to do. And then I was saying, my favorite saying is, what is yours, no one will take it away. Allow God, source, angels to bring to you what you deserve, not what you think you should settle for. And never, ever settle. Remember that when something is meant to be, there are no roadblocks. Listen to your heart and know that all is well because you come from the divine. And I wrote here, we're all going through major transformations this time, allowing it to all flow naturally. So that was my message. Some of it was channeled and some of it was my knowledge of, you know, what past experiences, you know, and this is the time to, like, transmute all that, right? Let go. It's a beautiful super blue moon, and it's something that we need to let go of, right? It's all the past stories, all those karmic lessons, everything. Just cut ties to everything. And who's supposed to be there will be there tomorrow, you know? It's just, that's how it is, and that's how I'm taking life from now on. And I hope mm-hmm. that this message, mm-hmm. I'm sure, resonates with so many people out there, because so many people feel that, you know, there's always, you want it to go a certain way, and when it doesn't, you kind of feel disappointed, but it's okay, because there's something better. So I wanted to end with that. Anyway, I'll let Jan go, and then we're going to start taking calls as soon as again. I'm sorry I've taken so much of the time.
Oh, no. I loved every second of it, and I totally relate to what you said there at the very mm-hmm. end. If it's not that situation or those people or that person, mm-hmm. it's someone else or some other situation, and it could be better. Yeah. And so that is just absolutely true. And it's not to say that one was worse or one was not good. It's mm-hmm. that it wasn't for you anymore, and mm-hmm. they need somebody else, and you need somebody else. And so it's more mm-hmm. like that, and that is such a true statement. Thank you so much. Love that.
And you're welcome.
It was really
Thank
nice
you.
hearing about, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I just
all
get
that
into
you went through. Thanks so much,
Mary.
Thank you.
Well, it's just so fun to hear about it. I just so appreciate it. And you're doing all this stuff, and it's just like, and we benefit from it by you doing it all, and we get to hear it, and then it comes through in all that you do, and we're very lucky to, you know, and that you're doing all this. And Peg, that light language was so beautiful. You sing truly like an angel, and oh my gosh, that went right through me, and it felt, and I started to see all these little animals, like not big animals, like these little baby ones, tons of them, and that's what that light language did. I felt like I was on a different planet with just little baby animals. It was really neat. It felt
so
good. And yeah, uh-huh. And then Liz, I listened to your bowls last night. I just didn't get a chance to say anything. I listened to it on my phone, and it was so amazing. Oh, gosh. I mean, it's always amazing. But
Thank you
did some really neat things with the sounds, and anyway, I loved it. Just loved it. So
yes,
thank you very much.
When you strike the bowls, it's a different tone than, you know, when you just rub them on the outside. And I like,
yeah,
I like the striking because it kind of sounds like chimes, I think, like church bell chimes.
Yes, sounds like chimes. Yes.
Yeah. And it's just such a neat sound. So I'm glad you like it.
It is. Yeah. And so now I'm just going to go ahead. I've gotten now into the habit of using Liz's cards and then the cards that my sister-in-law sent me. So I've already shuffled them, and I'm going to pick the card from Liz's deck. And it says, reduce, recycle, reuse, and dream big. So that's what that message was. That's really cool. And then one of the cards here from Brenda's deck that she sent me, it's a biblical deck of, quote, no one will take your joy from you. Oh, wow. That's by John 16:22. So, wow, that's really cool, too. So anyway, thank you, ladies, for your cards. And then I'm just going to go right ahead and get to the poetry. And the first one, it was Michael Jackson's birthday yesterday. This is a time poem. It goes moonwalk, dance talk, multiple pirouettes, not a shock. MJ, you rock. And this one says, magic is a spark that ignites a divinity. The colors of your spirit is one of magic that brings a heartfelt affinity. And this is called Fragile and Fierce. She disappeared into a vortex of another kind. She was fragile and fierce, but many left her behind. No more temperaments to appease. She wanted to be free and at ease. And this is called Flowers for Fairies, flower language. Her dance is with the flowers. She speaks in flower tongue. She scents in sweet aromas all around her. She blooms in songs she has sung. And this is called Swirl So Bright. Entering and exiting this time zone, make the most of it in this cosmic continuum. We are not alone, which will help us keep our equilibrium. When I look to the light, I get caught up in a divine swirl. So, and this says, without our dreams, we would be wingless. And this is she in the blue and the red. She sings through her destiny and writes for her pain. She dances with all her heart that kept her from going insane. She'll tell you if you ask her all the crazy that she endured. She's a lover, a light bringer, and her scars she shows freely. She is still not cured. This is called Love Wins, Heaven on Earth. A place where no worries deplete us, a place where energy is in surplus, where time stops, flow begins, synchronicity abounds, and love wins. And this is wild and free, magical sparkles. I walk the lighted path as I travel through my destiny. I see magical sparkles permeate my vision while I embrace those in my eyes. Life is a living miracle. I am wild and free. And this one says, as we struggle to survive, to thrive, we hold on to our earth, our humanity. She will keep us alive. And this one says, just smiling for today. Don't perpetuate the loneliness, the emptiness, the grief, the longing. Smile for today. Be the love now. You are the love now. Love is now. Just smiling for today. Universal wings. Make good today from your broken of yesterday. Hug the universe, and it will hug you back. Fly with your universal wings and carry eternity. And this one is bringing peace. I look for the light, the lighted path, it steps into eternity, so easily, so fluidly, bringing peace for me and for you. And this one is more bridging, less judging, less intolerance, less us and theming, that's a plus, more appreciation, more acceptance, more bridging for all of us. And this one goes, we're almost done. So change the world together with our words, our smiles, our dancing, our styles, with our kindness, our love to one another, our peace to our sister and brother, with our solidarity, our hopes and dreams, with agreeing to disagree, with our inspirational memes, with gentle words and passionate expressions, making waves in many dimensions, touching hearts in your chosen endeavor, laughing, praying, singing. So maybe we are changing the world better together forever. And this one is called More Heart. Less worry, more heart, in the center of everything. Less strife and stress, but with more heart and openness. And the last one is, may you always find the sun, May you always feel its warm rays. May you be blessed until your day is done. May your life be filled with joyous and wondrous ways. And there it is. That is that for the poem, for my poem this week.
That is
both
beautiful.
My cat just
yeah.
loved them. Thank you. Kiki just plopped himself down right on top of everything.
I love that.
I wanted to say, Jan, your first one, Moonwalker, there. Yesterday was Garcia's birthday as well, and he turned 21.
So oh, that's right.
I always remember that. And then Michael Jackson shared a birthday.
Happy, happy birthday to Garcia, too. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Okay, ladies, so are you ladies ready? We have, wow, so many new callers. So,
wow.
Does everyone know?
Wow, that's a lineup there. Okay.
Well, can we lose Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I keep muting myself. I have no idea. This mercury is getting to me. I was just going to ask you guys if you guys are ready to pick up all these callers. There's so many new numbers
yes.
that I want to pick up. Okay. So
let's
go
it.
Right to it. Okay. And also, uh-huh. Jan, what's the number that they have to press to get to raise their hand if they have a question? Because I see a couple of people are just listeners.
Uh-huh. So they just press one.
One,
and they'll
get
right
the
in the queue.
Right? Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Press one if you guys want have a question for the angels. Remember, it's one question per caller. So I'm going to the first caller now. Area code 703, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Do you have a question for us this this evening?
Yes. I actually had an interview about a week and a half ago, and I had one Tuesday. Do you think I'm going to get an offer from one of them?
Okay, let's see.
Hey, Andrea, it's Jan.
Hi, Jan.
The first animal I see is lion. I don't know if I've ever given you lion before, but it is right here.
I don't think so. Last time was a koala.
Oh, yeah? Oh, it was koala. Okay. Well, lion is right here and prominently. And so you went to two of them. Did you say two?
Two different
interviews.
Interviews? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two different
yeah.
ones, yeah.
It says, hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength. In this situation, call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront any uncomfortable situations. If you feel particularly stressed or beaten down by any situation, the lion will come in to boost your sense of power and self-confidence to deal with the circumstances. Your dignity and integrity have been called into question. You want to recapture your self-respect. And you have a strong presence and dignified manner such that people always notice when you walk into a room. And you're a natural leader and have great organizational skills. You're at your best when you function as part of a group rather than being alone. And you like to stretch your capabilities in seeking to learn more. And I'm getting that you may, there's a possibility, I'm getting that that both places like you. That's what I'm getting.
Hey.
So I'm not sure when the phone calls are coming, but I'm also hearing that you can call them back too if you don't hear from them after a few days or so, or you know, you can go ahead and
well,
call both of them
back. Well, she called me last Friday and asked me. She called me last
okay.
Friday and said, "I have a couple more interviews. Are you still interested to go forward?" And I said, I always said yes. and the interview I had Tuesday, I was the first person to interview. So I guess they're in the process of just going through the interviews because I was the first one.
You were the first one. So they just, they wanted to go through a few more, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she called you and asked you that, that was pretty big.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's how I feel. I feel like they're, I think they're both interested in you. I think you have a lot to offer. I think you have a lot of experience. I think you have a lot to offer. I think you have, I mean, everything it said in the Lion, I feel that you have all that. And why, and they want, and I think that there's a good chance for either one of them. So, you know, that's what I'm getting. So
good
luck,
and I'd like to hear. All right, good. I can't wait to hear about what happens.
Which one?
Please let us know. Call us back.
I will.
About either one, any of them. Yeah. So I'm going to pass you right over to Peg, I think.
Yep.
Okay.
Here I am. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
So, yeah, I agree with what Jan said, but I also feel like the person that called you, I feel like you're definitely going to hear from her again. And as you say, you know, she's just kind of going through the process because she has to. But it sounds like you're very high in the choosing. And the card that I picked up was teacher, learning a new path. This card reveals new or expanded paths of learning for you. If you've been exploring different topics of study, now is the time to pursue your interests more actively. And a teacher among the living is drawing near. This may be an outline or in-person instruction, a group leader, or an author. It could also, for someone you know, who's willing to share their expertise with you, open up to the guidance of this person, and they are already in your orbit and arriving soon. So I feel like this very possibly could be the person that did call you back.
Okay.
And let's see, what else? Okay, and then the affirmation for this is, I am open to new paths of learning and to the moment and to the resonant teachers who are willing to share. So, I mean, you're not taking a course, but you'll be going to a new place for a job. So there is some learning, I guess, dealt with that. And the people that you'll be working with, I feel, can really be a good resource for you. So I hope that helps. And I'll
yeah, it helps that I was a former employee of the first job. I used to work for the same company.
Oh, okay.
I used to work in the mortgage field, and then I got laid off with COVID. So this is in the real estate field, just same company, different umbrella.
So yeah,
I think that helps
too. Oh, that's good. That's really great. So I'll pass you over to Mary or to Liz. I'm not sure which. But good luck.
Thank you.
I think it'll be me.
Yes.
Hi, Andrea. This is Liz.
Hi.
I agree with the other two ladies that you are qualified for this job, but I'm either of these jobs, and that you're at the higher end of the choosing list. But I'm not feeling like either of these jobs is the job for you, the job that you really want to do. And I feel like there's a job out there that you do really want, but you, every time it comes up, you'd say, oh, I won't get hired for that. I'm not good enough for that. Like, you talk yourself out of it. And none of that's true. You're perfect for that job. So I got a brand new deck of cards this week. It is Moonology's Messages Oracle and how perfect for this evening. So the first card that I pulled is the cold moon, and it's Face Your Fears. So that job that you have been thinking about and you'd love to have someday, and you don't feel like you're worthy of it now or you're good enough for it now, you are. And jump out there and apply for it. Reach out and grab it, because this is the time that you are going to get it. And then the second card that came out was the blood moon in courage. So what, right along with what Jan was saying about the lion in courage, you know, have your confidence. Know that you are capable. You know, believe it, feel it. Because when you embody that confidence, you exude that to the person that you're meeting with, you know. So if you're in a job interview and you're confident, that's what they see, if, you know. So I just think now is the time. Don't wait any longer, because it's going to work out perfectly, and it's going to be everything you always wanted. You know, you definitely will be employed. But I think you're playing it safe with the two jobs that you have interviewed for. And yes, you'll get them, but they're not really what you want to do forever. So
okay.
Like,
well, I would take
anything to help you.
Help you with the job I have now.
That probably didn't help you, but you know, you will be fine, whichever path you choose.
Okay,
I'm going to leave you with that, and I will pass you along to Mary.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So I have a postcard from Spirit for you. I agree with everything everyone's saying, but this says, "Dearest you, we have something exciting to share with you. You are a manifest master, and you don't even know it. There will always be enough of everything that you need in your life, money, opportunities, love, kindness. So whatever you're asking guidance about, have faith and be open to the many ways in which you will experience prosperity. Spirit is the source of your supply. The universe is always reflecting back to you what you believe. So whenever you fall into insecurity, you will be shown an illusion as if your fear were real. But the truth is that the universe is abundant, and so are you. You are and always have been enough, and abundance is your natural state. If you can imagine something consistently as truth, you can and will create it. You are still on the right path now. Keep believing, then the seeing happens. Loving you more and more every day with love." So what I get, you know, I love this card. I mean, you're an amazing manifester. So just think of what your ideal job is, right? If whatever resonated from Liz's reading, if that resonated with you, then put a list of the ideal job that you're looking for. You know, if it's obviously you want one of these two jobs right now, but if it's something else that you're looking for, just put it on that list, and it'll manifest. Anything on your list that you want to visualize, but also visualize that your perfect job is looking for you too. You know, you're both going to like come together at the right time as well. It's just like a relationship. Come together at the right time. Two people, you know, it's just like, I mean, it's a job is similar, you know, in some sense. But yeah, I just want to give you that message. And I
Thank
hope
you.
that really helps, Andrea. But, you know, I see nothing but great things coming for you, you know, and just believing that you're worthy of everything that's coming to you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, and God bless, and good night. I'll place you on
good
hold
night.
So you can continue listening.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, awesome. Great.
Wow. That was neat.
Yeah, it was. Okay, so we're going to get down to it. All right. Area code 401. Welcome to Angels. Can I have your first name?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Carrie.
Carrie?
Yes.
Hi, do you have a question for us this evening?
Oh, well, I was just enjoying listening to the show. Tuned in tonight, being that it's the full moon. I'm just open to any guidance or messages you're picking up on with regard to my love life. It has been in my life for quite some time now. And it, you know, it's developed. We formed a very strong friendship. And I'm just at a point in my life where, you know, I'm not really in such a hurry for those next steps, but at the same time, the connection intrigues me. So I'm open to any messages you have regarding that.
Okay. Okay. No problem.
Sure. Yeah. Hi, Carrie. It's Jan.
Hi.
So, like, I'm getting, like, pictures of animals, oh, just one after the other. You've got, like, so many animals. I don't know which one. It's like they're just running through my, you know, like there's so many. The first one was a white horse, though. That was the very first one.
Okay.
So you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and go with that. Yeah, I feel very good connection with that person. let's see. Where is this thing? Okay. So it says you're about to, well, the white horse, you're very well protected from any negative or harsh psychic attacks. And you're being called to investigate other spiritual realms and dimensions through meditation, like a vision quest or shamanic journeying. So that's neat, first off.
Very.
And it says here, you're much more powerful than you think you are, and the situation requires strong warrior energy, balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork with family and friends and community is important, and it's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life.
Okay.
Let's see. Horse is about freedom, too. Personal freedom is the highest priority. The horse represents someone that will buck whenever someone tries to stifle you in any way. I was feeling like in the relationship to, like, I felt like this nice connection and to go slowly, not to rush anything, not to rush it. Like it's in a period of not standstill, but it's in a period of, like it's fine, you know, it's like, the batter in a bowl is all the ingredients are there. It's all together, and you don't have to put it in the oven yet to make it go faster. Just, like, enjoy what you have right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good situation. It's what I'm getting. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
And then it says, even though you know how to travel to other dimensions and realities, you still know how to deal well with mundane issues. You're very loyal to others. You love to wander, however. You love to explore and travel. Is that true? Yeah.
I used to be a flight attendant years ago. Not anymore, but, yeah, that's very true.
There you go. Yep, that's perfect with horse. And it says natural leader who invokes confidence. Yeah, I just think that, you know, I'd have to do like a meditation to get more information about the situation, but
mm-hmm.
I would just let it be what it is right now, and don't rush it, and just keep it, you know, like build on how nice it is right now, because I feel good about it. Between, does this sound right to you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, it's a good connection. It's, you know, maybe at this point in my life, I should be more interested in maybe the next steps. I mean, I'm 38, you know, and I don't have children. I was in a long-term relationship previously. It didn't work out. You know, whatever happens, happens. He has children that are older. It's been nice.
Okay.
I guess I just had some questions, you know, the mood to think about everything, all my emotions. So.
That's really what I was getting. And 38, that's so young. That's when I met my husband when I was, I think, 36. And we spent 17 years, years of just
that's
dating
great.
And just like keeping it in the batter, you know, just, you know, keeping the ingredients together. And it just sort of stayed there for 17 years. It never went any farther. And finally, we were fine, you know, I mean, it was like a really good connection. But finally, we just decided, wow, I mean, now we're getting up there. Maybe we should just get married. And so we did. And we're so
beautiful.
Glad that we did, even though.
I love that.
Yeah. But, I mean, thank you. It's been up and down. But I think you have a good thing here with this person for now. And you're getting stabilized. Just, you know, enjoy it. That's all I'm saying. Just enjoy it. Everything can change in a matter of seconds. You know how that is. So,
oh, absolutely.
But I think this sounds really nice. So, yeah, I'm just going to leave you with that and go on to Peg.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi. This is Peg. And
hi, Peg.
Yeah, when you were talking about what you wanted us to help you with or guide you, I kept hearing just enjoy what you have now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but also be open to the possibilities. And mm-hmm. I have this, it's called 333 Oracles of the Heart Wisdom. And they're actually readings, and each of the readings have a number, and it goes up to 333. And it's by Alana Fairchild, but it's in a really lovely book. So, and I just opened the book and found a page, and it's called, this page is Evolving Vision. And I kind of feel like that's your kind of, where you're kind of at in on some level. So I'll just read it.
Okay.
There is a time when certain visions or dreams, no matter how marvelous, they need to be upgraded with present circumstances. There is a spontaneous, wild, and unpredictable quality to life that requires flexibility and responsiveness. From those humans that wish you that wish to live creatively and connected to the endless emanation of divine play. Sometimes we have to grow to meet the vision. Sometimes the vision needs to grow to meet us. The universe mm-hmm. is lovingly prodding you to become aware that there is more depth and richness to your divine life path that you sought. And instead of one course meal, a sumptuous banquet is in order. It might seem contraintuitive, but it takes courage to receive. It does involve confronting our own previously unconscious smallness of mind or heart. Let smaller notions be stretched by the higher will of divine purpose. Be bold with your openness to what can be. Many new things are becoming possible for you now and through that much benefit shall emerge. So I feel like this is just, you know, it's kind of saying enjoy the relationship, and to know that the possibilities could be, you know, anything. But I'm also hearing, you know, just in just getting to know the person, you know, and just, you know, seeing, you know, discerning if this is what you want to continue with, or, you know, and I, you know, I'm just hearing just enjoy, you know, being with him and just, you know, doing things and taking into consideration, you know, all aspects that you would want in a relationship too. So mm-hmm. I hope that helps.
That's beautiful. I did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that, both ladies. Hi, Carrie.
Thank
this
you.
Is Liz.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome. And I have to laugh because, as you said, I'm 38, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's not really that old, right? I'll be 38 soon. And I'm like, huh. I'm like, I'm going to be 43 in 10 days. So 38's not that old at all. well, thank you. I appreciate that. I feel like it's on a non-traditional path, I guess you could say. Well, you know, I mean, I've lived with the same person for, what, 22 years now, and we're not married, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I want to live with that.
You know, I've done that before, so we'll see. We'll cross that bridge.
Well, I'm like, there's days where I could say that I would rather they lived elsewhere, but, but here we are, anyhow. So, I wanted to say right away, I had a good feeling about this relationship, but I did feel like it'll be slow and steady. I do feel like it'll be a very close friendship and can be more. But I would also agree with Peg where if you decide that you don't want to be in it, that you'll still have that friendship. But, it, you know, I feel like it could go either way in the long run. But, you know, it'll be up to you. but... let's see. I wrote some stuff. So part of it is, you know, both of you also, you both have a past, right? So you both have been hurt before. You have reasons to be a little bit guarded with your heart and things like that. And that's, you know, it's normal human nature for us. But we really, really want to try to be open in each relationship that we come into, because when we bring thoughts from past relationships or experiences from past relationships with us into new relationships, we create the same experiences or things that we didn't necessarily like. So just mm-hmm. be mindful of that. We don't realize that always. So I pulled two cards for you from the Moonology deck, and the first one is Ring Around the Moon Protection. And mm-hmm. so it's right away I felt like, you know that you're protected. And that's why I said, you know, if you choose to stay in this relationship for the long run, you guys are going to have a beautiful relationship. But if you decide to end it, it'll be mutual on both of your parts if it decides to go that way, and you'll still have a friendship. So you're in a very protected space. So there's no need to be guarded with your heart or, you know, cautious in that regard. You know, just mm-hmm. bear yourself. Your full self.
That's beautiful.
As uncomfortable as that sounds and vulnerable, that's what you're being called to do. Because you are being protected. You're being guided to the relationships that you're in. So as long as you're listening to your intuition, you're never going to be in a situation that's going to end in an unhappy way. From here on out, that's what I'm getting. And actually, I wanted to read.
You're welcome, because this is a new deck. I thought I want to open the book and look at it, and I thought I have to read this. So it says, you're protected. In other words, whatever happens next, the Divine Mother, often symbolized by the moon, is looking after you. It may be that someone is actively working against you now, or perhaps at the moment you simply have quite tough astrological influences that you need to counteract, which you know that all planets are in retrograde and yada, yada. We don't even have to go into that. I like how poignant. This card is a reminder that the Divine Mother takes care of her children and will take care of you now. It's as though there's an invisible force field or shield around you now, making sure you're safe as you move through a challenge or a difficult time. Whatever is happening now is most certainly happening for your highest good, so trust in that knowledge and go with the process as much as you can. Your current dilemma may even have something to do with your life purpose, what you came here to achieve in this incarnation. Maybe your question doesn't feel that big. However, it could be bigger than you realize. So I thought that was a beautiful message to give you with Mother Mary there. So,
and you know, my grandmother's the second card. Spirit. So that's it.
Voice is beautiful. You can't make this stuff up. And then the second card I got is Howl at the Moon, process your feelings. So obviously this is about making sure you get out all that past resentment and anger from anything, any other relationships, any crap, you know, let it go. Let those emotions out, you know, go outside and scream and yell and do all those things. But also as you move through this relationship, don't hold your feelings in, you know. Make sure you show your emotion. Make sure you, because, I mean, that's the real us, right? We have times when we're not the greatest. So, you know, just, you might as well get it out now. and don't be afraid to, you know, that's part of that protected. Don't be afraid to do that because we all have moments, right?
Absolutely.
It's human. It's human. But, you know, the best thing is for us to do is have those little five-minute spurts of emotional release, because when we do, we have felt those emotions, we've, you know, processed them and we've released them. When we don't do that, we hold on to them and we keep accumulating them until we have the big explosion somewhere down the road. That's, you know,
absolutely. That's very true.
So, you know, so allow yourself to do that, and then also give grace when the other person has to do it as well. And, you know, I mean, obviously not to the point of, you know, excess, but, you know, sometimes we all have to have those little five-minute breakdowns. So I'm going to leave you with that, Carrie. And
thank you very much.
I'm going to give it to Mary because you're welcome. You have a great evening.
You too.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
So I love all the messages. Wow. I picked this new deck that I have, and it's like, my gosh, where is it? Anyway, it's a beautiful deck. It's basically like telling us what to do daily. It's a soul. It's a soul truth card, and it says, "When was the last time I couldn't stop laughing or smiling?" So it's asking you to go back to a moment when you laughed so hard you almost peed your pants, or maybe did. Feel the laughter grow in your body, your cheeks hurting and eyes watering. Maybe there was even a snort or two. Laughter is healing. It reminds us to take life less seriously and find the joy in the littlest things. Note to self, laugh more often. And it says the soul's action for today is make somebody laugh today. So I don't know what time zone you're in, but, you know, like here is already 8:20. So,
same time zone. I'm in Rhode Island.
Same time zone, okay. And then, so that's beautiful, right? Because there's times that we do that. We laugh so hard that tears come out. I mean, it's happened to me on this trip, you know, that I did the retreat, you know, meeting so many soul so many new people added to my soul group. And that was beautiful, and just laughing and smiling, and it's just amazing. And then I decided to pick a postcard from Spirit for you, and it's the same one that the other caller got, which is pretty amazing, because guess what? This is about manifesting, right? This is like really, really amazing. So it says, "Dearest you, we have something exciting to share with you. You are a manifesting master and you don't even know it. There will always be enough of everything that you need in your life, money, opportunities, love, kindness. So whatever you're asking guidance about, have faith and be open to the many ways in which you will experience prosperity. Spirit is the source of your supply. The universe is always reflecting back to you what you believe. So whenever you fall into insecurity, you will be shown an illusion as if your fear were real. But the truth is that the universe is abundant. You are and always have been enough, and abundance is your natural state. If you can imagine something consistently as truth, you can and will create it. You are so on the right path right now. Keep believing, then the seeing happens. Loving you more and more every day." And in the back, it's got an angel looking to the sky with a gold cup. So that's beautiful that two people, and that card fell for the first caller, and it also fell for you. So it fell for Andrea and it fell for you.
Oh, wow.
So it kind of like popped out of the deck. So it's not like I picked it. It just came out for you. So that's so beautiful. I love that card for everyone. Everyone should get that card.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful.
You're welcome. And I just wanted to say, I don't know if I said it on the radio earlier, I lit a Mother Mary candle for tonight for everyone, you know, for love, blessings, and healing, so that everyone could feel that love and all the blessings and all the healing that's coming through, you know, our planet, our earth, you know, and just the more we feel that love, the more love we emanate out to the universe and to Mother Earth, who needs it so much, you know. So I just wanted to say that in case I did forget to mention it, you know, it wasn't only for the group in the host here, it was for everyone, you know, I lit this candle for. So thank you so much, Carrie, for calling, and I hope we've helped you, you know, with your question or some guidance at least.
You have. Thank you all so very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. God
You're
bless.
Welcome.
I'll place you on hold.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, ladies. Oh, I guess the person left. Okay. Well, someone had a question online, but I guess they left the conversation, so I'm not sure if they're listening. So, I lost them. Okay, so there are two callers on the queue, but they don't have their hands up. So should I pick them up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your lucky day.
Area code 740, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is
Hello?
Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question for us, Ronnie?
I do. I have a potential business opportunity that I'm meeting with someone on Friday about, like an mm-hmm. investor, and I'm just kind of curious if that is a good option or route to go.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Hi. Ronnie,
this is Jan. Penguin. Ah. I'm getting penguin. And also I see the color blue.
Okay.
Getting a real bright, like, blue turquoise color for you right away, and penguin. So let's see. Blue turquoise can be part of, well, turquoise is part of the heart chakra area.
Okay.
And so that can, you know, the heart chakra is such a powerful area, and it can mean so many different things. So,
mm-hmm.
and then let's see what the penguin is saying. 291. Gosh, I haven't seen the penguin in so long. That's so neat. I'm just so glad, you know. It says, you're much more powerful and durable than you think you are. Actually, every single animal today that was given to each caller, one of the first things that has been said in the readings from each animal is the same message. You are much more powerful than you think you are. I mean, I'm not kidding. Every single caller has gotten the same first sentence. So you're getting it again. I mean, it's just kind of interesting. Anyway, you have everything you need. Yeah, you have everything you need inside you and in front of you to have a good life. So always keep that in mind. You'll soon be able to experience lucid dreaming, where you become fully aware while dreaming and can change the details of the dream. This is an excellent time to explore altered states of consciousness, especially out-of-body experiences such as astral travel. That's what the penguin represents, big time, astral travel. Whatever you feel like you're suffering through or simply enduring, be as loving and compassionate and patient with yourself and others as you can be through the remainder of the cycle. You'll soon face the test of your will, and as long as your will and purpose are aligned with spirit, you'll sail right through it. And you have a remarkable capacity to endure even the hardest of conditions. You're very caring, protective, and a patient parent with children and those you care for. No matter what challenges you go through, you always end up landing on your feet, just like the cat. And you're a well-balanced individual, comfortable with your inner self, and you have a gift of being able to feel comfortable and function effectively in different states of consciousness. So that's a powerful animal to have around you.
Yeah, penguins have always asked about your job. What's that?
Penguins have always been really specific to me, so that's funny.
Oh, have they? Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
That's great. So what you were asking about your job, right? A new investment or new investor?
Investor with my business, yeah.
Yeah. I keep getting the color blue for that. That's what I'm getting, like blue. Blue is a color for calm and also for communication. So, and also the heart, since it's a turquoise blue. So I would be very careful about communicating with your investor and communicate from your heart, you know, just totally communicate from your heart and not worry about other things. Just, you know, share your heart on what you want in this situation and be calm and just know that things are going to work out for the best and just have peace and calm about it. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that's what I'm going to leave you with. I'm not getting a yes or no or anything like that. I'm just getting the color, which is kind of a neat way of it coming through. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, good. And it just mostly representing your heart and you staying in your heart area and just going with that, because that will help you do the whole transaction, I feel. That's going to be
okay.
Your strength. All right.
Awesome.
And
thank
so
you.
Anyway, yeah, I'm going to – you're welcome.
Hi, this is Peg. And,
hi.
It sounds like an exciting ability for you. Is the person male? Or female?
Yeah.
Male. Okay. All right. Well, I picked a card from I'm not sure which one it's called. Here it is. Energy Oracle cards. And it's number 43, and it's man holding a coin. And
he looks like a very young Fabian because he's got long brown hair, and he's holding a coin. And he's like in a field full of green. And then the sunlight is almost golden. And so what this is all about, and this is basically what you're going to be doing, male connection in money, health, or value. So I thought I would just read that for you. This card shows a man sitting in a bushy, I guess, in a lushly flower field, holding a large, bright coin. For men, this could indicate an aspect of yourself and a readiness to further your goals and receive increased health, money, or value in your life. Greater success is on its way when you take control of your own finances. The card upright could also reveal the assistance of a financial advisor or healer whom you already know and you are soon to meet. The man is helpful and may bring some sage advice concerning the actions you need to take. Be open to this person showing up with some support, but always turn to your own intuitive guidance to weigh the information you receive. This could also signify a new relationship with a wealthy man or a man from work. So on some level, they all kind of speak to you. And, you know, this is the age of women, too. You know, I thought it was a little they kind of geared it to men, but
right.
I women are doing that too. So I feel like this card can kind of speak to the possibility of your interaction and to, you know, but not to be swayed if you have questions too. And the affirmation is, I determine my own destiny. I take financial action and am receiving wonderful assistance from those around me. So I hope that everything works out the way that you want, and good luck.
Thank you. That was amazing. I love that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Very nice, Peg. And Jan also. This is Liz.
Yeah.
Rana.
Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome. So I got to say right now, we're in Mercury retrograde, so you don't sign any contracts, okay?
Right.
It's potential for a big opportunity, and I had to say that, and I was just looking up when, so until September 15th, and you're going to be able to drag this out because you will be able to. but make sure, because they want to invest in you. But the thing is, I don't know, are you very business savvy? Like, you know about contract negotiations and all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Things of that nature. Okay. Because I'm being told to make sure that you really look over everything, make sure you maybe even have someone else look over it as well so that you don't miss anything.
Okay.
And, you know, just because you know how these things go and you don't want to get, you know, screwed over or stuck in something that you didn't because you missed it.
Right.
But also, and I pulled two cards for you, but, so I'm going to, let me start with that.
Okay.
So the first card I got for you was Moonlit Embrace Uncertainty. So that is the meeting. I feel like you might feel a little not sure after the meeting, But it's okay. Just keep going with it. You know, but like I said, make sure, you know, just go to the meeting, take all the information and say, okay, I'm going to review everything, I'm going to have to get back to you. You know, I may have other people, they say big words, like I'll have my attorney look at it.
Right.
Just to make sure, you know, and it's going to be fine. They're not going to balk at that. They're not going to, you know, be put off by it. Because the second card is the moon's wisdom, take the lead. So, you know, just be confident when you go in there, just like Jan said. Because you do have the power. You do have something that they want, or else they wouldn't be talking to you to begin with. So,
right.
So go in and don't be afraid to take control and say, you know what, I have liked what you've said. You know, I want to think about things or whatever. I want to review all of this, and I'll get back to you. And just kind of make sure you do review it, obviously. But but wait until the end of Mercury retrograde. It's always best. It'll be fine. That's not going to be a problem with them. You're going to be able to kind of jockey it out a little bit. So don't be concerned about that, because a lot of times I know, like, when I'm doing something and I'm worried that it might take longer than I think somebody else is willing to wait, I get nervous about that. Don't be nervous about this. It's going to be fine. There's not going to be anything to worry about. So take the time that you need, and don't be afraid to kind of call their bluff. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
just be the confident, powerful woman that you are. And
I love that.
And they'll be intimidated. You know, a lot of men have a hard time dealing with women that are very sure and confident in themselves. And I think you'll find in this meeting that he'll start stumbling on his words. And
right.
And that's how you'll know that he's a little uncomfortable, or not uncomfortable, but he's a little intimidated. Use it to your advantage.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
But I'm going to leave you with that, and I'm going to move pass you on to Mary, because I'm sure she has a great message as well for you.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was great.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
So what I have for you, okay, so I'll go first with this card that came out from the Healing Energy Oracle deck that I picked out, and it's bluish green, and it's so beautiful. It's like, so there goes your color, Jan, and Ronnie, I'll send it to you.
Yes.
Says, the card name is Serenity. It says, through love, release and inner work, I know peace. I have a gentle view of life and welcome every step with confidence. I remain brave in the face of fear and have the wisdom to let the universe do its work. So let the universe do its work. You know, they're working amazing wonders for you. And I love how confident you are. And, you know, you got this. I know you got this. I picked a postcard from Spirit for you, and it says, dearest you, since you're on Earth, you understand how buildings are built. Yes. A good, solid foundation, and yet flexibility, too, in case of earthquakes. Truth be told, you can't offer something sustainable unless it is built from a solid base, whether it be an idea that takes form one step at a time or an actual house that needs a sturdy foundation dug, poured, and built. We want to remind you of this because you might need a little encouragement to see this is true in your life at this time. Celebrate the fact that right now you can repair the cracks in the foundation of your life effortlessly, as well as do a general site check to ensure your hard work is being well supported. Do this and know you are building your life on a perfect and sound foundation that will allow you to welcome the many miracles waiting to come to visit. We're so happy for you and so intrigued by what you are building. Oh, I'm so tickled. Oh, my gosh. That is so
awesome.
I'm chilled from head to toe, Ronnie, for you. And it says in the back, there's these two angels on like a vine, and it says hidden treasures. So, and celebrate life. Oh. Oh my gosh, how beautiful, hidden treasures.
Yes,
I am so tickled.
I love that.
Oh my gosh, I love that card for you.
Me too. I feel like that's something like everything you said, and it's just definitely something I needed to hear. So I do love all of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling tonight, Ronnie. And I'm going to place you on hold,
Mary.
And God bless you. And
Mary?
Yeah.
Real quick, I just wanted to, I forgot I had this written down, Ronnie, and I wanted to throw it on there too. Make sure you ask for everything that you want, because it's not too outlandish. It's not crazy.
Okay.
Just ask for it.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay, great. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. So I
that
think
was
we
awesome.
Have. Yeah. So there was a caller, well, not a caller, a chat question, and it disappeared. So I was kind of hoping that the person would come back. I can't type on the chat box. I exited out, came back in, and I still can't. So if they could just ask the question again, but I see they left their conversation. So I'm going to pick up we have 18 minutes. Okay. This caller, area code 315. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello. This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. Do you have a question for us?
Annette? Well, again, basically, I didn't have a question, but now I got three of them. So I guess, I know. I had too long to think. I guess the main one that I would really like to know about is if I'm moving like within a year, and would it be in the same area or away from where I am, you know, if that's one question, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Annette, it's Jan. So,
hi, honey.
Well, I'm getting a little baby unicorn, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
Not kidding. It's a white one, but it's a baby one. But that's, you know, that's okay. And I did see a big lion. And these are your animals. I mean, they just show up. I can't help it. I mean, they just do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's more, but those are the ones that are just coming in, like, immediately. So I'm just going to go to unicorn right here really quickly. And I'm concerned about this situation a little bit, because I know what I want for you, but, you know, it's not up to me what I want
right.
for you. You know what I mean?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Because let me just see what Unicorn says. It's vital that you pursue any creative or artistic interests that you've suppressed until now, and you'll notice more signs and visitations from the nature spirits and elemental kingdom, such as the fairies, and let go of your worries and responsibilities for a while, and just play and have fun. And suspend your disbelief and open yourself to perceiving any and all helping spirits from the non-visible world. You're going to meet some gifted children and who have unusual artistic and creative talents. You'll learn some important things from being around them. I think that's all of your family. You have amazing kids around you. You're going to experience a surge in your personal power, so use it wisely. And if you're feeling a call to get something artistic going, but you're not sure how to go about it, call on the unicorn. Let's see. It says that you are a parent or caregiver of a child who has extraordinary creative gifts. So And you're highly artistic and creative person. You have innocence and purity about you. So try to retain that childlike sense of wonder and awe. You're attuned to Mother Nature, and you work with the fairy realm and the nature spirits. And I know you do because you're outside. You love being outside and doing things. And I'm sure they're all around you. If I
just tune in to where you might be going, I don't know if it's really that close by to where you are. I don't feel like it is. That's my first impression, is that it's not really close to where you are now. I feel like it may be in a different area. So that's just my first impression. You know how I am. I have to do meditations to get to it. But when you first started talking about it, when you first came on, that's what I felt too. I felt it then, that it may not be right in the same area as where you are. So, I could be totally wrong, but that's just what I'm getting right now. But in the meantime, Annette, while you're looking and stuff like that, allow yourself to have some fun. And I know you're doing things that are fun, some things that you've told me about, classes and stuff. And so, just enjoy yourself as much as you can. You deserve to. You deserve to enjoy yourself, Annette, and just, let go of the heavy, anything serious, really. You're going to find another place. You are. I have no doubt about it. So, so I'm just going to leave you with that and go on to Peg.
Thank you.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, Peggy.
This is Peg, and I'm going to read from the Oracle of the Heart Wisdom from Elena.
Okay.
Fairchild, and the title just kind of says it all. Big vision, small steps. And this oracle brings encouragement for your grander and bolder vision, no matter how small and practical or vast and impossible your vision may seem from your current point of view. The step to your success is always the same. It is simply to take the next step available to you, no matter whether that is attending to a mundane task or taking a spiritual leap of faith. Take that step. Then the next step becomes available to you. And so the journey to manifestation unfolds. Though there may be so much to do, you can accomplish truly magnificent feats if you are willing to take one step at a time. Believe that your visions are attainable. And that's kind of I'm sure you need to do. But it's just kind of validation. And also asking your angels for guidance, too, to help you with the decisions you need to make and to kind of show you the steps, too. But it sounds like your vision is pretty definite, so it's just take you that leap, that first step. Maybe it's, I don't know, talking to friends in other parts of the world, the country, and just, maybe there's an area that might interest you, there's so many steps you have to do with all that, finding a job, place to live, and all that. And so it takes time. And
So I feel like it can happen if you want it to happen.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, it's like having that intention and just going through it, you know, even if it may take a year or it may take a year and a half or whatever.
Okay.
So I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you, Peg.
You're welcome.
Very nice messages, ladies. Hi, Annette. This is Liz.
Thank you.
And
hello.
I want to say, so as soon as you asked, I felt my back got really, really warm, like the sun was shining on it. And if you live in 315, I know that's not something that's indicative of that area.
No.
I know. No, you're probably not staying here. Probably not staying around here.
All my friends from this area moved to Florida, and I, after what's happened down to Florida, I'm not going there either.
Yeah, and that's, yeah. I wasn't feeling humid and icky. I was, like, just hot, so I'm not thinking Florida's going to be it either.
No way.
It was a dry heat.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I didn't feel sweaty and clammy. Like, I hate this weather.
Oh, are you in Florida?
No, I'm in upstate New York. I'm probably about an hour from you.
Oh, you're an hour from me? Okay.
Yep, I'm outside the Binghamton area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm more over towards Watertown. I'm in between Watertown and Syracuse, right in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So about 2 hours. 2 hours away.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, all my friends went to Florida, and after the last couple of days, the only thing I've been doing is roll call. It's like, did you make it through the storm? You know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't envy those people.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's what they live for. That's what they live there for.
Oh. It's too hot for me in Florida, even without the storms.
Yeah. The humidity is not for me. So I got a few cards kept coming out. I was picking two cards for everyone tonight, and cards kept coming for you. So I have a few, but it's kind of all one big message.
Okay.
So the first one, you got the same card as one of our callers. How with the moon, process your feelings. So, you know, there's a lot of emotion around this situation and probably a billion other things happening in life too, right? So go ahead and release all that stuff. Release all that no longer serves you, and what a better time than right now under this super blue full moon. So, you know, I'm just hearing, you know, go outside, scream, yell, dance, cry, laugh, all of it. Like, just let it all go. You know, if I don't know if you've ever seen anything on like tantric dance or any of that, where they play like a drum beat and you just allow your body to kind of move to it. And as you do that, you release all this pent up stuff. And I kind of just see you doing that under the moon, maybe not necessarily screaming, but, it'll move that stuff energy and get it flowing. And once we get our energy flow flowing, our vibration goes up, and then the universe just starts to deliver things because we're in the right vibration to pick up what we need. So the next card that came was reach for the moon, go for it. So, you know, all those crazy big dreams that you were like, oh, that's never going to happen, or I'm too old to do that now. No, just go. Go for the gusto. Like, take whatever big, crazy dream, the perfect place you want to be, dream it. Think it. Picture yourself there, because I'm feeling like if that's not where you go, it's going to be even better. So, So the next three cards all kind of go together. The first one is Dark Side of the Moon Mystery. So kind of going to be a shot in the dark. It's kind of going to be one of those things where you throw caution to the wind and take a chance, but it's going to work out.
Okay.
And you know, those things are scary because we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that a couple times and regretted it.
Well, this time you're not going to. So the next card is Ring Around the Moon, Protection. And I think the first caller got that. And so know that this, you know, as long as you're taking time to tap in and listen to yourself, listen to your, you know, your intuition, you're being protected. You're being guided by your higher power, your angels, you know, whatever you believe in. That's what's helping you. That's why the mystery isn't, it's still scary, but it's not so scary because you'll have this full knowing, even though you don't know.
Right.
You'll know that it feels right.
Okay.
And then the next card is Moon Circles and Support. So, you know, reach out to your like-minded friends, the people, your tribe, those people, you know, reach out to them and say, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm thinking. And they're going to be there. They're going to hold you up. They're going to give you the confidence, the strength. They're going to be there to, you know, have your back no matter what happens. So make sure you reach out and lean on them, you know, connect with them. And, you know, because, you know, when we're in groups of people and we are, you know, we create connections and your tribe is going to be a part of this move and they're all going to be integral parts and they're going to all be different parts that nobody knows are part of it. That makes
okay.
sense.
All right. I understand what you're saying.
And at first you may not even realize that that's what's happening, but each one of these things, when you look back, like each one of these people and little things that they maybe helped you with or did are all going to be key components that got you to where you go. So,
okay.
You know, that's why I have this wild, crazy, you know, plan because it's going to work out this time because you have a group of people that can support you and want you to excel and be happy and be where you want to be. So,
alrighty.
I'm going to leave you with that and pass you along to Mary. But good luck with Annette and, you know, let us know how everything goes.
I will. Thank you so much.
Hi,
Annette. Sorry. Speed on this one because I have 2 minutes to finish my reading. I love the messages of everyone. It says, sometimes it cuts off, so that's why I'm just going to speed read. It says, dearest you, let us ask you, are you looking for happiness outside of your everyday moment-to-moment experience, thinking you will find happiness out there someday? So many people go chasing a magic it out there, but it never could be found there. So we want to share a secret that shouldn't be a secret. You are pure joy. What made you is pure joy. And every time you wake up and even when you sleep, you have joy waiting to be expressed inside you. Joy and happiness and fullness come from doing joy, being joy, knowing it, cultivating it, and lighting it in your heart so you can You must know this so when the time comes, you will be fully free and your joyful being and actions will turn into a beacon of starlight. Look within and be joyful, even for tears and loss, for they mean you have lived, really, really lived. Jump into it all and love every minute. We all love you like crazy over here. And in the back it says, hope floats. Boy, I have 60 seconds. It keeps giving me the countdown. Okay. And then I pick the energy deck for you, and it says the calm. I breathe, live, and grow the light within me. I do one thing at a time and focus on the present moment. I cast off my doubts. All fear dissipates, and I find peace in my being. Okay, 39 seconds. Being true, I am true to myself and others. I remove my mask and stop creating illusions. I have confidence in who I am, and I reveal the good in me. I do not need to hide or prove anything. I replace shame with the power of love and truth. And it has, like, all the rainbow colors, and one of them is the green, and one of them is the purple. It's transmuting. You know, it's about transmuting, letting go. And I love the message that Liz gave you and everyone, but making that list of the perfect apartment, because I did that and I created it and I have it now. So I just wanted to share that. It was magical. I just said, you know, I want my apartment to be similar to what I already had in Connecticut, and I got it in Ohio, but much better and at a significant amount less. So even the dollar amount, just put it on there, because that's, I put the dollar amount and it was so, like, I wish I would have put less. It was so bad. I wanted a two-bedroom apartment, and I went from, you know, a one-bedroom to a two-bedroom so I could have room for the kids, for my grandkids. But, yeah, it was just so beautiful. You know, we're magical manifestors. Every day we can, you know, show up for ourselves and just manifest it. And one thing I was getting was be grateful for what you already have. So, you know, like every morning, most of us say, thank you for another beautiful day. And we just set the intention, it's going to be beautiful. Once I sit up on my bed, I'm like, thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful day. I am so grateful. And then, you know, that's one thing I do. And then, you know, counting my blessings every night of, you know, how beautiful. Anything that I want the next morning to bring, I list. I am grateful for. And I teach that to my grandchildren. So it's such a great thing for kids too, you know, so that they have exactly what they want the next day, right? What if we weren't here, all the things we weren't grateful for are not here anymore, you know, like our homes, our beds, our water, our food, you know, it's just little things. Being able to get up from bed, right? Because I've been there, you know, where there are situations like that I couldn't. But thank you so much, Annette, for calling. And I hope your message really helped you.
Yes, I appreciate all of you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome. So glad you called, Annette.
Yeah, that was really, really great.
Yeah,
what a great
everybody.
Show. Thank you, ladies. I'm so surprised it didn't cut us off. You know how it is. Like, all of a sudden, like, when you're rushing, it doesn't cut you off. But when you need, when you're going slow, it's like, it just drops the episode, ends the episode. But at that chat, I can't get to the chat. I tried getting in to get the person back in, and I just couldn't ask, couldn't get the question back in because the chat box disappeared. Okay. So anyway, if that person is still on, just, you know, chat next week and we'll get to your question next week, or call in as well. Well, ladies, happy super blue moon. I'm going to head out and go watch the beautiful moon in my jammies.
All right.
Let's see if we can see it. I think we were getting some aftermath of the hurricane here earlier. So
over here it's so clear. It's so beautiful. And guess what? It's 60 degrees, ladies, in Ohio.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Nice. It's like fall. This morning I left to go to my gym, and when I came back, I had to walk back in and put a sweater on. I was like, wait a minute, it's like 60. It's cold.
Yeah, that's
this.
Chilly
like, this
for
is
us.
Perfect
very
weather.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's very
already
hot
jacket
humid
weather.
Here.
Yeah. Well, thank you,
it's
ladies. Have fun tonight.
Here.
Make sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Liz and I didn't mention it, but remember to put your moon water out. You know, Liz and I always mention what to do on the full moon, but, you know, just remember to do the full moon water and also your crystals. Put them in your window or outside, you know, the normal ritual thing that we always do. Have a good night
burning.
And God bless you guys.
You can burn your dollar bill also in a... Sending prayers to South Carolina and Florida. God bless you all.
Yes, everyone. Yes. Good night.
Thank you,
ladies.
All right.
Good night,
ladies. Just enjoyed it.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Beautiful show.
Yes.
Bye-bye.